This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago city leaders today are condemning the killing of two staff members of the Israeli embassy last night in Washington, D.C. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports the suspect in the shooting is from Chicago, and Mayor Brandon Johnson today spoke at a press conference.
I unequivocally condemn all of these acts of anti-Semitic brutality.
Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says the suspect, Elias Rodriguez, had no criminal background.
This is still an ongoing investigation with the FBI, so we'll keep it at that.
FBI agents have been seen going into what is believed to be Rodriguez's apartment. It's in the Albany Park neighborhood on the northwest side. And Snelling says police are keeping a close eye on local places of worship. Meantime, Chicago alderperson Deborah Silverstein says she is deeply concerned that the suspect in last night's deadly shooting is local. The 50th Ward alder says she spoke with Superintendent Larry Snelling about increased security for the Jewish community in Chicago. Silverstein says she also has asked law enforcement to investigate any ties the suspect might have had to local extremist groups. Silverstein says it's time to stop allowing anti-Semitism to masquerade as violent anti-Israel action. Well, this season, fans of the Chicago Sky have the opportunity to purchase student-designed apparel. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports fashion students at Columbia College Chicago are partnering with the Chicago Sky and a local Black-owned clothing brand called Sound Off. They're creating original limited-edition outfits. Soshil Herrera-Shear is an adjunct professor at Columbia College Chicago. She says students in her senior capstone course are excited about bringing their design to market.
It's very exciting to see something come to life and for them to be able to see real people purchasing or wearing these things and enjoying them. That's ultimately the best feeling as a designer.
Students worked in teams to develop the Sky-themed fashion concepts, and pieces will be available for purchase at Sky Games and online throughout the season. And speaking of women's sports, the Northwestern women's golf team are national champions. The Wildcats yesterday defeated the number one ranked Stanford 3-2, earning their very first NCAA championship. Junior Deanna Lee scored the winning point for the team on the 18th hole.
All I did was trust my team, and their trust and their love and their support from this team is what gave me the courage to make those putts.
And this is the second national title Northwestern women have taken home this academic year. The Wildcats field hockey team won the crown in November. Chicagoans with student debt are feeling whiplash and extreme confusion under President Donald Trump. The president has called previous efforts to ease the burden of student debt illegal and is closing pathways to affordable repayment and cancellation. My colleague Lisa Corian Phillip has the story of one longtime resident from Chicago's Little Village neighborhood who is trying to navigate what she calls all this noise.
Okay. My name is Lucky Camargo. I live in Little Village. This is the neighborhood that my parents bought their first home.
And Lucky and I meet at El Churro, a spot on 26th, not far from her apartment. They serve smoothies, so pardon the blender noise. Lucky is turning 50 in a couple of years, and she has more than $10,000 in student debt. She says it's getting in the way of her saving up for her own house and for retirement. And now that Trump is president, she's given up on getting any help from the federal government.
So I'm a product of Chicago Public Schools, and then went to college the first time right out of high school, but I didn't do very well.
Lucky went to Northern Illinois University in rural DeKalb, a far cry from La Vieta. And she was the first in her family to go to college.
So it was quite a culture shock for me, not really knowing the kind of questions to ask or how to navigate that space or even feeling comfortable expressing that discomfort. And so eventually I ended up having to come back home, not finishing school, and feeling pretty defeated. So
Lucky started working as a realtor and was doing pretty well until the 2008 recession hit.
Working in real estate and the recession, it's just, I mean, we all know what happened there. So that was my kind of first encounter with economic uncertainty.
Her second came in 2016. She was working for an education nonprofit and got laid off.
I decided, okay, I'm going to finish my undergrad degree and I'm going to bet on myself and use my 401k dollars to help fund part of that.
She had to take out student loans, too, but she did great this time. After graduating, she got a research job with a safety net hospital. Pretty soon, though, she was told she needed a master's degree to move up. And it seemed like a good time for grad school. President Joe Biden was helping people with their student loans. He had promised to cancel 10 to 20,000 of every American's federal education debt.
I was extremely excited because I realized that that will free up some income and give me an opportunity to kind of regain my footing and begin to sort of contribute back to my retirement.
But the Supreme Court struck the cancellation down. Now that Trump is in office, Lucky fears her other options for debt relief could be cut too, like public service loan forgiveness. Lucky works for the city and could be eligible to have her debt canceled after a decade of payments.
But there's nothing to say that during this administration, that particular program won't get clawed back as well, right?
Lucky can't understand why Trump is so against helping people with their debt.
Didn't the president get, like, debt forgiven? He, like, declared bankruptcy, like, a number of times, so he gets it.
For the time being, Lucky is paying what she can towards her loans, which is not much after covering rent and groceries and shoring up her emergency fund. She's resigned herself to being a lifelong renter and to putting off retirement. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
Weather, partly sunny skies with a high near 60 and cooler near the lake. And then tonight, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s. Friday, sunshine, a high in the mid-60s and again cooler downtown. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.